The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to allow it to enforce a ban on asylum for any migrants who cross the U.S.-Mexico border illegally. President Trump announced the policy last month in response to the migrant caravan that was approaching the border. Two federal courts have temporarily blocked it, including the Federal Appeals Court in San Francisco, which said last week that the ban is inconsistent with federal law and an attempted end run around Congress. Now, the caravan has been in the news a lot, but the people in it have their own stories, and we're going to hear one of them right now. Last year, a woman from El Salvador traveled in a migrant caravan to the Mexico-California border seeking asylum in the U.S., and this year, her teenage son has made the same journey with the current caravan. Farida Jablava Romero from member station KQED caught up with the boy's mom and the San Francisco Bay Area family that has taken her in.
Veronica Aguilar is helping to bake a cake in her host's gleaming kitchen near Berkeley.
There you go.
She dips a finger in the batter to have a taste.
Chocolate.
Not too long ago, Aguilar's life was very different. She was jailed at an immigration detention center for 7 months after she applied for asylum at the San Diego border. But in June, she got out of jail when Anne and Kent Moriarty sponsored her. The Moriartys were strangers, but now they feel like family, says Aguilar.
Siempre están allí cuando yo los necesito.
They're always there when I need them, she says. Sitting at the kitchen table, Anne Moriarty says opening her home to Aguilar and another Salvadoran family seeking asylum felt like the right thing to do.
We're both Christians, and that's actually part of what has motivated us in thinking of how Christ talks about welcoming the stranger.
Kent says he sees that his house guests sometimes are treated with suspicion.
Yeah, I don't want him to see us in our country is full of mean people that don't welcome them.
Aguilar says she fled death threats from gangs in El Salvador. And she says the only way to keep her 15-year-old son from being recruited by gangs was for him to get out. So she asked her mom to travel with him more than 2,000 miles in the caravan to keep him safe. The next day, I make my way to Tijuana, just south of the California border, to meet Aguilar's son Vladimir and her mother, Lucy Diaz. Diaz was staying at a sports complex turned shelter with about 4,000 migrants. She walked so much, her feet got bloody, she says.
He caminado kilómetro tras kilómetro.
But she says her grandson couldn't stay in their town near San Salvador. It's a red zone for gangs.
Zona roja de pandillas.
But Vladimir is not here with her. Diaz decided he'd be safer at a small youth shelter across town, with regular meals and access to immigration attorneys.
Más seguro, porque ya está en manos de profesionales.
And here's the thing. After that whole journey, Lucy Diaz now has to tell her grandson goodbye. She's not going to cross the border with him.
Yo no puedo esperar a entregarlo a la frontera.
She's going back to El Salvador to take care of two other grandchildren who she's raising. But before she leaves, she needs to see her grandson one more time. At the youth shelter, a dozen teens sit on couches, watching soccer on TV. Diaz and her grandson go to a quiet room to talk. Vladimir says he's okay.
Pues aquí estoy bien, aquí no nos falta nada.
But his eyes are wide. He looks scared. This 15-year-old will have to try to cross the border, request asylum, and reach his mother in the Bay Area alone.
Sí, difícil porque no sé qué va a pasar.
It's hard. I don't know what's going to happen, if I'll be able to cross or not, he says. Grandma Lucy Diaz reaches over and hugs Vladimir close. Remember, I love you, she says, crying. I brought you here not to abandon you, but to make sure you have a future. Take care, she says. It could be months before Vladimir gets to see a U.S. asylum officer. If he doesn't pass an initial screening, he'll be deported to El Salvador. Meanwhile, all Veronica Aguilar can do is watch and wait from far away. She says she's consumed with worry.
Solo tengo que tener paciencia, aunque
I have to be patient, she says. But as a parent, I just want to protect him. One thing that gives her comfort, she says, is that she's not alone.
A saber de que están ellos apoyándome.
She knows her sponsors, the Moriartys, are with her. They say they'll figure it out together, like family. For Here and Now, I'm Farida Javala Romero.